ancestors and relations had been born into. The family had shared a lovely Christmas in the days following the ball, and after all the excitement, parties, and nights out with her brother and parents, in flimsy evening gowns in the winter weather in the first week of January, Annabelle had fallen ill with a severe case of influenza. Her parents had been worried about her when it turned rapidly to bronchitis, and then nearly to pneumonia. Fortunately, her youth and general good health helped her to recover. But she had been sick and had run fevers in the evenings for nearly a month. Their doctor had decided finally that it would be unwise for her to travel in her weakened condition. Her parents and Robert had planned a trip for months to visit friends in Europe, and Annabelle was still convalescing when they left on the Mauritania in mid-February. She had traveled on the same ship with them many times before, and her mother offered to stay home with her this time. But by the time they left, Annabelle was well enough for them to leave her alone. She had insisted that her mother not deprive herself of the trip she'd been looking forward to for so long. They were all sorry to leave her, and Annabelle was severely disappointed. But even she admitted that although she felt much better by the time they left, she didn't feel quite up to a long journey abroad for 2 months. She assured her mother, Consuelo, that she would take care of the house while they were away. They trusted her completely. Annabelle was not the sort of girl one had to worry about, or who would take advantage of their absence. They were just very sorry she couldn't come with them, as Annabelle was herself. She was a good sport when she saw them off at the Cunard dock in February, but she returned home feeling a little dejected. She kept herself busy reading and taking on projects in the house that would please her mother. She did lovely needlework and spent hours mending their finest bed and table linens. She didn't feel well enough to go out socially, but her closest friend Hortense visited her often. Hortense had also made her debut that year, and the two girls had been best friends since they were children. Horty already had a beau, and Annabelle had made a bet with her that James would propose to her by Easter. She'd been right, as it turned out, and they had just announced their engagement the week before. Annabelle couldn't wait to tell her mother, who would be home soon. They were due back on the 17th of April, having set sail 4 days before from Southampton on a new ship. It had been a long 2 months without them, and Annabelle had missed them, but it had given her an opportunity to regain her health and do a great deal of reading. After she finished her chores around the house, she spent every afternoon and evening in her father's library, poring over his books. Her favorites were the ones about important men or science. She had never had much interest in the romantic books read by her mother, and even less so in the ones loaned to her by Hortense, which she thought were drivel. Annabelle was an intelligent young woman who soaked up world events and information like a sponge. It gave her lots to talk about with her brother, and even he admitted privately that the depth of her knowledge often put him to shame. Although he had a good head for business and was extremely responsible, he loved going to parties and seeing friends, whereas Annabelle appeared gregarious on the surface, but had a deep, serious nature and a passion for learning, science, and books. Her favorite room in the house was their father's library, where she spent a great deal of her time. On the night of the 14th, Annabelle read late into the night in her bed and slept unusually late the next morning. She brushed her teeth and combed her hair when she got up, put on a dressing gown, and made her way slowly down to breakfast. She thought the house was strangely silent as she walked downstairs, and she saw none of the servants. Venturing into the pantry, she found several of them huddled over the newspaper, which they folded quickly. She saw in an instant that their faithful housekeeper, Blanche, had been crying. She had a soft heart, and any sad story about an animal or child in distress easily reduced her to tears. Annabelle was expecting one of those stories as she smiled and said good morning, and with that, William the butler began crying and walked out of the room.
"Good Lord, what happened?"
Annabelle looked at Blanche and the two undermaids in amazement. She saw then that all of them were crying, and without knowing why, her heart skipped a beat.
"What's going on here?"
Annabelle asked, instinctively reaching for the newspaper. Blanche hesitated for a long instant and then handed it to her. Annabelle saw the banner headlines as she unfolded it. The Titanic had sunk during the night. It was the brand new ship her parents and Robert had taken home from England. Her eyes flew open wide as she quickly read the details.